Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's James. Who is that? James, I'll say his name in a minute. Anyway, welcome back. That's Dream Lover. And Bobby Darin is what I'm trying to say. Bobby Darin. Welcome back. 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. And it's not early onset yet, but it could be any day now. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Joel Barker. Joel is the author of Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, also Future Edge, also Five Regions of the Future. He's a filmmaker extraordinaire, joelbarker.com. Go there and follow him. Read his stuff. I promise you'll be smarter when you do. Joel, thank you for your futurism and your foresight. We couldn't do without it. You're going to give us a report now on some climate change. A climate change report. And folks, as you may know, Joel and I, we do intersect and agree on things, but on the margins, we don't agree on everything. So this might get exciting. Go ahead, Joel.
Oh, by the way, I just want to say to your listeners that your book, The Third Ingredient, is also a great book, and everybody should read it.
Thank you.
You and I have disagreements on climate change, and the disagreement is kind of subtle. So what I'm going to do
not
is
on, and not on everything. We agree on some things.
No.
Go ahead.
Right. Stanford University has been doing some research, some of their big guns. And what they've been doing is looking at data that has been collected and verified and measured against real things happening in the real world. And what they're saying is what's going on is the temperature change, the increase, is happening faster than we thought.
Mm-hmm.
So before we're saying 100 years out or 50 years out or 80 years out, they're saying, no, it's going to be quicker than that given what we're seeing. And as a result, what we're going to do is begin to put pressure on our ecosystems because ecosystems are very temperature sensitive, and they live in a spectrum of temperature, and when it gets outside that spectrum, mm-hmm. bad things happen to the plants. I'm a Minnesotan. Right now, as the temperature gradient is changing. Minnesota used to be Minnesota and really, really cold. We're heading toward looking like Kansas in terms of our temperature and our rain. And the other thing that's happening is our coniferous forest is starting to move north
mm-hmm.
because it's too warm for the evergreens. That's
mm-hmm.
right. And the question is, and this is what the article is about, if you take a look, this has happened before on the planet, but it took 2,000 years to make the same move that we're going to make in the next.
And see, that is a good point, and that's the argument with me about because I remind people that the way that the North American continent got populated was from Siberia with the Aborigines of those days coming across the Bering land bridge, what we now call the Bering Strait, coming across that land bridge. Because there was no water there. They could walk across that and get over and come over to this part of the world. And now, of course, global warming was going on in those days. The glaciers were melting. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the Great Lakes. And the glaciers melted in a warming period that stopped all that because it covered over the land bridge. So what you're saying, and this is the argument to my argument, you're saying that, yes, that happened, and yes, that was global warming, but you're saying this is a faster pace of global warming.
Exactly.
You're not arguing that global warming has been going on for a long time. You're just saying it's speeding up now.
That's right. And what we don't know is how well the ecosystem's going to be responding. They have two choices, mm-hmm. interestingly enough. They can go up the mountain. Because as you go higher up, it's cooler.
Right.
Or you go toward the poles. You go toward the Arctic and the Antarctic.
Mm-hmm.
And so
probably both. We're probably going to do both.
All three.
Yeah.
right. Both poles and the other. But we do not know. We have some interesting suggestions that it's going to be hard on the ecosystems.
Yeah.
So all I'm trying to point out is, and I started this metaphor with you last time. I said, if you had a house and somebody said to you, I can give you a 50% likelihood that your house is going to burn down in the next 5 years. Do you want to buy some insurance? What would be your answer to that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would take it.
Jacob, what if I told you it was 90% likely that it was going to burn down?
Mm-hmm. I'd be begging for it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even 10% would make you say, I better take some insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've been, all I'm saying about this whole global change is, given the data that we have right now, we have at least a 50% level of certainty that it is happening and it's going to be big. And the only way
and I've only got about a minute left for me to throw in some of my delirium tremens here. But the thing that I say, if everyone approached this the way you did, we could find some solutions. But you and I both know there are climate change hystericals who are using examples that are not real. They don't. Nobody believes that we're going to be out of business in 12 years. Nobody. You don't. You're not proposing that we get rid of airplanes. And so there's so many of these people who are trying to scare people with statements that are not believable. And they also are trying to demonize the American people when America has done more to decarbonize than any other civilization on the planet in the last 20 years. They're not giving, as you heard me say before, Joel, if they would give us credit for this and say, okay, now let's take what we've already done and move forward, I think we could solve problems. But this thing about us against them, Joel, that's the problem I think we have right now. You and I don't have that problem. But a lot of people do. I'm going to let you comment on that after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.